Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. For the first time in recorded history, the atmospheric concentrations of carbon dioxide, the primary greenhouse gas, exceeds 400 parts per million. In 1960, the concentration was about 315 parts per million globally. CO2 is absorbed by vegetation, so in summer concentrations drop in the tree-rich northern hemisphere, but in winter, when the trees lose their leaves, the count goes up again. Things are worse in the southern hemisphere, where El Niño, a warm air current driven by warming of the oceans, has caused widespread drought, resulting in a decreased capacity of trees, other plants, and the ocean itself to absorb CO2. This is a setback for the Paris Accords, which aim to keep global warming under 2 degrees Celsius. In the Netherlands, which is struggling to meet the requirements of the Paris Accords, the Forest Service has proposed to increase the amount of forested surface area from 11% to 25%. This has not gone over well with the farmers, who already have to cultivate their crops with maximum efficiency because of the dearth of farmland in this tiny, water-rich country. They argue that CO2 is absorbed by food crops as well, and research has begun into ways of making those do so with an efficiency comparable to that of trees. In 1978, Coca-Cola introduced the plastic bottle. On average, each person born after 1978 who lives to be 80 years old will leave some 14,000 of them behind. Plastic does not decompose because its molecular bonds are incredibly strong. It just disintegrates into smaller pieces of plastic, ultimately becoming granular, like plastic sand. Fish, birds, other animals, and probably we ourselves too, ingest these particles to the detriment of their health. Also, all that plastic waste blemishes the natural beauty of the landscape. Beauty such as that of the lush little island of Colón in the Panamese province of Bocas del Toro. Hundreds of thousands of tourists visit it annually, leaving behind a good chunk of money and a lot of, you guessed it, plastic bottles. It got to be too much for islander Robert Bezos to see the island despoiled in this way, and he literally dreamed up a solution: to use the bottles to build homes. Robert founded the Plastic Bottle Village in 2012. His organization collected 1 million bottles in the span of 18 months and started building what will ultimately be a community of 120 homes and retail stores. The first single-story two-bedroom home, built in 2015, reused 10,000 bottles, and a regular family home will absorb some 14,000. The bottles are enmeshed in steel wiring and then covered in a concrete mix. The structure has other benefits besides the environmental ones. It turns out that the bottles provide excellent insulation so that the inside temperature can be as much as 62 degrees Fahrenheit lower than the outside temperature. They give flexibility to the walls to make them earthquake resistant, and construction takes much less time than with traditional materials because of the lightness of it. Robert is trying to convince bottling companies to make their bottles rectangular instead of round, which would facilitate construction even more. Eli Ahovey, an industrial designer living in Lille in France, has come up with a novel approach to removing plastic waste from the oceans. His invention, the marine drone, is derived from the whale shark, the biggest fish on Earth, which roams the high seas with its huge mouth wide agape to collect plankton. Similarly, the marine drone roams the oceans devouring plastic and other debris on a battery charge lasting 2 weeks. Its digestive system consists of a net to collect the waste, which is emptied at sea or when it returns to home base to recharge. The drone is equipped with a buoyancy system to compensate for the weight of the net and with a speaker emitting a high-pitched tone to keep the fish away from its maw. The invention is the result of a challenge from the environmental services company Veolia to come up with a solution for the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. The text of this broadcast with the associated links is available on the Weekly Green blog at kxci.org under mini programs. Comments or suggestions can be emailed to theweeklygreen@kxci.org or posted on the Weekly Green Facebook page. This is Dan Lout. Thank you for listening.